Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with American Cancer Society Senior Community Development Manager Kim Durst about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Of course, this happens every year, but what is the American Cancer Society wishing to emphasize this year?
You know, there's no way to truly prevent breast cancer, but you know, we like to share ways of possibly reducing the risk to those women who have an average risk for breast cancer by, you know, reducing alcohol use, engaging in regular physical activity, staying at a healthy weight. You know, those are just a few things that you can do to help prevent breast cancer as well as any cancer. And, you know, we also suggest that women with high risk, especially that have, like, you know, a high family history of the disease, you know, to, you know, visit with your physician, and we encourage you to have that talk with them, you know, to figure out, you know, what is the best route to take for them. And, you know, because earlier the detection, the best way to beat the cancer. And, you know, we have, you know, specific guidelines that we talk about, you know, for early detection of breast cancer. And, you know, we suggest beginning at age 40, women should have the option to start screening with an annual mammogram. Age 45, women should get mammograms every year. Age 55 or older, women can switch to a mammogram every other year or continue with annual screening, whatever they're comfortable with. But most importantly, visit with your healthcare provider and know your family history. And, you know, another thing that I really like to emphasize is this is not only a women's disease, but men can also develop breast cancer. So, you know, men and women both need to be aware of, you know, changes in their body. And when there is something, you know, please reach out to your physician. And, you know, I encourage you to get help and get answers to find out truly what's going on. And overall, we pray that it's nothing serious.
Expanding more on what you mentioned about changes, what physical changes should women look out for? And for men, are those similar for women?
They really are. You know, the most common sign of breast cancer is a lump or a mass, which are most, you know, mostly benign. But, you know, other signs to look for is generalized swelling of part of the breast, even if no lump is felt, skin irritation, or dimpling, nipple pain or retraction, redness or scaliness of the nipple or breast skin, or a spontaneous discharge other than breast milk. So these are just a few signs to watch for.
For those at an average risk, what does the American Cancer Society recommend for screening?
You know, they suggest for women ages 40 to 44, you know, they're able to have the choice to start annual breast cancer screenings with mammograms if they wish to do so. Ages 45 to 54 should get mammograms yearly. Women 55 and older should switch to mammograms every 2 years or can continue yearly screenings if they're more comfortable with that. And screening should continue as long as a woman is in good health and is expected to live 10 years or longer. So, as always, you know, visit with your physician and talk to them, you know, about your concerns, your family history, your health, and they'll be able to help you make a good choice as to what the best way is, you know, for catching cancer at an early stage and hopefully preventing cancer.
And for those at a higher risk, say someone had a mother or a sister who was diagnosed with breast cancer, what is the recommendation for them?
Generally, if a close relative, you know, first-degree relative, I think they call it, a mother, an aunt, have breast cancer, you know, they start the screenings. It really depends on the individual, but personally myself, I started my cancer screenings at age 35 because I have lost my mother to breast cancer and ovarian cancer, as well as an aunt to breast cancer. So they were very vigilant in starting me in the process of mammograms annually. I also personally did genetic testing, and I went through the BRCA genetic testing, which is breast cancer, as well as ovarian early detection, and I came out BRCA1, which meant I was high risk for breast and ovarian cancer. And so me and myself personally, after visiting with my gynecologist, you know, chose to do the full, you know, double mastectomy as well as a full hysterectomy. And, you know, there's no guarantee that I'm not going to have cancer, but it sure lowers my risk of getting this cancer. And I have a first cousin who did not do the BRCA1 or the BRCA testing, and she was just diagnosed at the age of 38 with breast cancer and is going through breast cancer, you know, treatments right now through chemo. And she did the BRCA testing following finding out she had breast cancer, and she is BRCA1 positive. So, you know, once again, I guess to me, that confirms that I am happy that I did what I did to prevent cancer.
If found early, what is the survival rate for those?
You know, survival rate is great anymore with early detection. I mean, it can have a, I believe it's like a 92% survival rate if caught early, and that rate continues to increase, you know, as we continue the research through the American Cancer Society. And so, you know, survival rates are constantly increasing. In fact, breast cancer death rates are down 40% since 1989 in the United States. So, you know, with the cancer research that is being done through the American Cancer Society, you know, and other organizations, you know, we're saving 348,800 lives from breast cancer. And so we're doing great things, especially through fundraising with the Relay for Life. So, you know, good things are happening right now. So we're seeing a lot of, you know, positive things. So we just need to continue to, you know, raise cancer awareness, learn how we can prevent cancer, as well as raise funds for that life-saving research.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with American Cancer Society Senior Community Development Manager Kim Durst about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.